Blog Talk Radio.
Another Tarot Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a tarot advisor and numerologist. And joining me, as always, my fabulous co-host, certified tarot master and crystal Reiki master, Mary Brown. And here she is, live from Amarillo, Texas. What's it like in Texas, Mary?
It's warm. We had a stormy, windy night last night, 70 mile per hour winds, but today it's nice and sunny. It's supposed to get up to the 92 degree area. So it's going to be quite warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been hitting the 90s.
But not Arizona warm.
Yeah. I was driving around in the car, and it said 101 on my dashboard, outside temperature. I'm like, oh, my God. See, we go from the air conditioning in the house to the air conditioning in the car to the air conditioning in the office to the air conditioning in the store or wherever we're going, you know. Yeah.
Personal fans, you know, held hand, little fans. Oh, my goodness.
Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday. I love Saturdays.
Oh, yes, yes. And we are a live call-in show. We're going to give out the phone number in a second. We already have people call it in. Yay. This is one of our all-show-long open line shows. So we're just going to be talking to you guys out there. Well, assuming you call in. So you got to give us a call, 714-816-4628, and we want to chat with you. That's right, live on air. Anything you want to chat about, you know, you can ask us questions too. You know, people call in for free mini readings, and of course we're going to be doing those on the show all show long here. But you can ask questions too. Maybe you have a burning question about tarot, or you always wondered something about numerology or crystals or energy healing, Reiki, EFT, hypnosis, psychic development. I mean, you name it, between Mary and I, we pretty much have it all covered. Oh, I forgot angels. Angels.
Angels.
Mary's
can't forget
the
angels.
Lounge. You actually have your an entire show dedicated to crystals once a month, first Saturday of the month, folks, right here. Questions about that, or you can ask for a mini reading, or you can just call and say hi. So let me give the number out again. It's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, open, you know, go to that app there and open the dial pad, press 1. And what that does is it puts you into the caller queue. Kind of raises your hand there, and we take the calls in the order that they come in. So don't hang up, because if you call back in, you'll be pushed to the bottom of the list. And give us a ring, 714-816-4628, press number 1. And there's another way, actually. You know, sometimes folks can't call into the show for various reasons. They're listening to us at work and their boss is staring at them, or you know, or they're out and about, and or they're in a crowd or what have you, you know, and they can't call in. And that's fine, because you could join us on the chat post. We always have a post on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio, for each show. And section at the bottom, you can type in comments. We use that like a chat room. And we have a simple URL along with writing down our phone number. Write down psychictalk.net/chat, because that will always take you to the post for that show that day. You only ever have to remember that one link. You don't have to go on the group and search all around trying to find the post. You know, just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/chat. That'll take you right over there. You can jump in the chat room with us. You can comment on the show. You can ask questions. And, of course, you can ask for a mini reading right there from the chat post. As a matter of fact, I had the chat post up earlier, and now it's disappeared. So I got to go back to the chat post here and get in there myself. Okay, now I'm in there. And Sharona's listening in. Sharona's got a show tomorrow, folks. We'll tell you about that a little later in the show. But it's Mother's Day weekend. Hi,
yes.
Sharona. Yeah, it's Mother. She's got a great guest tomorrow, but I'm sure she'll be taking calls like we're taking calls on today's show. And we decided to do, you know, open lines and phone calls all show long because it's Mother's Day and you might want to call in with Mom. That's right. Call in get a free reading with Mom, you know, or have her call in or something like that. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. I did want to mention, you know, of course, all of our weekend shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild. And, you know, we've been the international organization for professional readers as well as tarot lovers and students since 2004. We're in our 17th year. We're halfway through October 31st. Yes, Halloween. That's our anniversary. And, wow, it'll be 17 years. We'll be going into our 18th year. You know, in a couple of years, Mary, you and I are going to be sitting here going, we've been doing this for 20 years. You know?
two decades of tarot. I love it.
Oh, my God. It's great. No, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Also, of course, I've got a special going for Mother's Day weekend. You know, if you're thinking, if you really want something special to give as a gift, or maybe just for yourself, you know, you don't have to give it to Mom, or you can give it to Mom and give it to yourself, or anybody else you want out there. It's up to you, and we've got some specials going. You can check it out at thetarotguild.com/mom. That'll take you right to it. Or if you're on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com, you know, you'll see the big banner right there in the middle of the page for the Mother's Day weekend gifts and specials. You know, I decided to do some really great deals here for everybody, whether it's for Mom or for yourself. Maybe your mom's into tarot. I don't know. Or, you know. Yeah, so I mentioned the free in the promotion here. I actually mentioned about the free tarot mini readings, you know, today's show and tomorrow's show, calling with Mom. But if you want a private tarot session, I have it. I think that's like 30% off or something like that. I'm doing them for $67 till Sunday. Normally $97, and I'm going to do your numerology, your life path, your attitude number, and your personal year number for 2021. And custom numerology reports. If you want like a whole report, I'm doing a special with two. So you could get one for Mom and one for you. And I do your full nine-number chart and a report all about it. And if you want, I can even do an analysis between the two charts, you know, see the dynamic going on between you and Mom. Or you can get one for yourself and your spouse or your kids or your boss or your coworker. I mean, you can do an analysis between, you know, any two charts and see what the dynamic is there. And it's normally $79. I'm doing it for $67. And you can get individual charts as well. I have a link for that. What else are we doing special? Oh, my course, Tarot and Numerology course, Tarot by the Numbers. And you can order my Tarot by the Numbers course. You'll learn tarot and numerology side by side, and it's 22% off. Normally it's $99.97 for the course. Now you can enroll for just $78. Where did that number come from? That's the number of cards in the deck, folks. Yeah. And in addition, just for giggles, you know, I'm throwing in free professional membership in the Tarot Guild. You're going to get your professional membership free, and your CTR certified tarot reader, the certification application fee is included free as well. It's $136.97 value. You're going to get it all. Not only are you getting a discount on my course, you're going to get your membership and your certification included free as well. So go over and check out the specials there. And again, that's thetarotguild.com/mom. But it doesn't have to just be for mom. It can be for you or a friend or, you know, significant other, what have you. Anyway, let's see. So before we do anything else, let's take a call or two real quick here and get the ball going.
Right. Well, yes. I wanted to share I drew a card of the day. I wanted to share that.
Oh, I know.
We started.
I was just trying to be different, Mary. I was trying to take a couple of calls and then do the card of the day. But, you know, if you're dead set on doing it, go ahead. Do the card of the day now. That's okay.
I am. I'm resistant to change. But no, because, you know, and the only reason I say that is because I just, it's like I have it out and it's staring at me. And I posted it on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Everybody join the group, like the page, go to psychictalk.net/Facebook. But the card I posted was from the Magical Times Empowerment Cards by Jody Bergsma. These cards are so gorgeous. It came out a few years ago. And the card, I think, is so interesting that I just kind of wanted to put that out there first. It's called the Pilgrimage card, right? And it's talking about the journey that we are all on individually in our own way with a powerful message that only you, meaning all of us, only you can choose your path. So I just wanted, you know, that I was looking at that and thinking about it and realizing like, wow, you know, that is a message for all of us. You know, everybody calls, you know, tarot readers for advice and, you know, psychics, or we ask our friends or family, or, you know, we ask a lot of people for advice on what's going on in our lives and what we should do. But we have to remember that we're the ones who chart our own path. And so I just wanted to share that before we started. That's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay.
That's all I got.
Wow. Oh, boy. So for my card of the day, I got
sometimes
the...
Sometimes we forget it, right? We forget that, don't we? I think we can easily forget that sometimes, that we get to make those choices of what our path is going to be, what direction we're going in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I got the Five of Swords. You know, it's one of those scary cards you don't want to come up in the tarot deck, you know. But five is just change, and we're all going through change right now. This particular card, you know, swords are about thoughts and ideas. And traditionally, the card's about, you know, defeat, loss, failure, negative thoughts and attitudes. Are you having negative thoughts and attitudes, folks, as you, you know, make these changes? It could be communication problems. It could be arguments, humiliation, insensitivity, winning at the expense of another. I always have clients look at the card and tell me, and of course, this is the Waitsmith version, and I'll be like, okay, real quick, are you identifying with the two figures in the background? Or the one in the foreground that's picking up the swords and kind of has a smirk on his face as he's looking back at the two defeated people. And that tells you a lot right there. Uh-oh. I'm having a hurricane. The wind just picked up. I'm out on the patio, and it's like, whoosh.
Wow.
Mary, did you send me one of your tornadoes?
Yeah, probably. You know, we had crazy straight line winds last night. Maybe some of that drifted backwards and went your way.
We get mini, tiny, miniature tornadoes. We call them dust devils, it'll be and microbursts is another thing, which is a little stronger than a dust devil, where you know everything will be swirling around in a really tiny space, you know, just a few feet, and that felt like a microburst there, though. Oh my gosh, yeah. So it tells you a lot, you know. Whether you're identifying with the figure in the foreground or in the background. Now, the numerology of the day, the day is the 8th, so obviously that's abundance and prosperity in numerology, and it's a carryover from yesterday because we had the entire date reduced to 8. And so we're continuing that theme of abundance and prosperity, but in order to have true prosperity and abundance, you have to make room for it, Mary. And the entire date, if you add up 5, 8, 20, 21, 18, 1 plus 8 is 9. 9 is the end of a cycle. It's the last number in numerology. And this is the time to let go of things, folks. This is the time to pay attention to, you know, physical objects as well as anything else that no longer serves you. So something you haven't touched for 6 months or 6 years, throw it out. You know, make room in the garage, make room in the closet. You know, you're making room, at least metaphorically, for abundance to come in, you see. And also things that are intangible as well. Do you have relationships that no longer serve you? Do you have beliefs and habitual patterns, bad habits, I mean, you name it. Anything along those lines, you know, be honest, sit with yourself for 5 or 10 minutes and think about this. You know, what do I need to let go of? Because that'll make room for the universe to bring in the abundance. So that is my numerology and card of the day here.
Awesome
sauce. So this is the time to call in, folks, 714-816-4628. If you're sitting on the fence, the car lines are starting to fill up. So get in there, get yours early so that we can get to your call. Dial in at 714-816-4628 and press 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air with us. Oh, I see Pat Haley's in the chat room. Charlotte Kwanberg's in the chat room. Don't forget the chat room,
chat
too,
room
if you
people.
Have a burning. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Shout outs to Sharona and everybody in there. You know, if you can't dial in, don't forget the chat room, psychictalk.net/chat. You can ask your question in there as well. Okay, here. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Just a second here. I'm trying to get back to the board. There it is. Okay. So I don't have an area code for this caller. It's coming up as all ones. 111111. Anyway, we're just going to bring them on. You're live on Psychic Talk Radio, Tarot Today. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Yes, it's you. Hello. Maybe they stepped away. I don't know. Do you hear anything, Mary?
I hear you. That doesn't help. I don't hear anybody on the other line. I don't even hear background noise, which is weird because usually you hear somebody very quiet somewhere.
Maybe they have them. sometimes they have themselves on mute. So I'm going to put them back on hold, and then I'm going to bring their mic live again because sometimes that fixes it on the switchboard here. Hello, caller. You're live on air. Are you there? Going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to put them back on hold, and we'll come back to them later. And let's see, who was the next waiting the longest here? Area code 203. Caller, you're live on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pat calling from Connecticut. How are you both? And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Yay.
Yes.
How's it going, Pat? Is this the same Pat that's in the chat room?
It is. It is. I decided
Hi.
I've never been in the chat, so I thought I'd try it. Try and find you. So that's
Yay. So what do you want to talk about?
If this is too general a question, let me know. I have been through many, many difficulties on many different levels, working very hard this year to make a turn with it all. So, you know, it involves finance and a court settlement and a dog that was ill. Just, you know, like everyone else with COVID, other things that happened just hit so hard. So it was a tough year. And before COVID, I was working really, really hard to make changes, especially my pattern thinking. If this is all too general, I will ask something specific. But I'm looking to see if I'm, you know, taking a turn with all of this. You know, I'm in therapy. I had a stroke, you know, involved with doctors and getting all that. It's everything.
Wow.
Everything across the board.
That's a lot. Right. And so you want to know if things are finally turning in the right direction for you.
Hopefully.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that makes a Wow, that makes a lot of sense then, because I'm getting, oh my God, Mary, if you could see this, you wouldn't believe it. King of Wands, Ten of Wands, Nine of Wands, Eight of Wands, Two of Pentacles.
Jeez.
Wands. You know, that's all talking about what you're passionate about. It could be career, finance, you know, kind of thing. And, of course, you know, with the Two of Pentacles, there's a juggling act going on. I'm going to start at the very end. I'm going to start at the end because that's the timing card, too. You could actually see some relief within the next 2 weeks.
Great.
Now it could take 2 months, but you know somewhere between 2 weeks and 2 months. But it's all up to you how fast this happens. In fact, it can happen very fast because the central focus, the main card. Again, remember I started off the show here with the card of the day, the numerology of the day, talking about abundance, which is number 8, and I got the 8 of Wands as a central focus card. And this is always, for me, it's almost always about things happening quickly. Okay.
Good.
And you've got all the battle wounds and everything like that. That's showing up as the Nine of Wands. And then all of these various things happening is that overburdened feeling that we're getting from the Ten of Wands.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the King of Wands, the King of Wands is actually the first card, and he's looking backwards in time, okay? And the King of Wands is all about following your passions and things like that. It's almost like that is saying that it's all in the past for you, meaning that it's not present now. And so I'm talking about what you're passionate about and following your passions, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Is that because of all this stuff happening, you know, what really makes you light up and spark has been relegated to the past. And it's almost as if it can never happen again, which is total BS.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
Remember my numerology. Right. Remember my numerology of the day, you know, the date, the whole date adds up and reduces to 9. It's all about letting go of this stuff and then refocusing, you know, you have all, it's not like these things are going to like magically go away. However, it's how you're responding to them. Okay. And the way to do that is to quash the negative is to bring in the positive. So you want to, you know, despite everything going on, if you hold in your mind that, hey, you know, Dak said 2 weeks, right? And in the Two of Pentacles, he's doing a little balancing act there. Okay, with the coins, you know, you're gonna have to come back into balance with your life. And what the whole message is that if you start thinking once again, what does Pat really want? How does Pat want things to actually be? What is Pat passionate about that she's not pursuing right now because there's all this stuff happening or did happen? Refocus yourself, and you'll be surprised how quickly you can turn this around when you're focusing on what you want to bring in rather than keeping your thoughts on the things that happened that were negative, you see.
Okay.
Yep, and then we're going to go to Mary, and Mary might have some additional insight to help you with this.
Thank you, Zach. That was great.
What are you getting, Mary?
You know, some really interesting cards that I think are really talking about, okay, what direction are we actually headed in right now? And it looks to me like you're on track. You know, the Knight of Swords is my central focus card. Just keep your eye on the prize, that goal that you have made for yourself. Or maybe it's a few different goals about a few different things, right?
Yes.
You know, we're going to get there. Ten of Pentacles is the outcome card. That's when we reach our goal. It's like, all right, we did it. We're grounded. We, you know, Pentacles, you know, you got that sense of like groundedness and security and, okay, stability, you know, home, you know, the card of hearth and home. And Knight of Swords is saying like, you know, just keep, you know, put the blinders on to all the noise coming from the periphery and just keep going straight ahead. You know, whether that's health, whether that's, you know, social, family, you know, the home, whatever it is, you know, if it's all of those different things, you know, just keep your eye on the prize. So that way you're shutting out by the noise. I mean, like the fear, the doubt, the other things that are like trying to delay us or hold us back or pull us back. The Judgment card comes up in the past position. So, you know, on a very basic level, one of the things judgment is usually connected to is decision making. So you've made these decisions, you set these goals already. You know where you want to go. You know, with a lot of these things. You know, the Seven of Wands underneath that Knight of Swords. You know, that's a card where we stand our ground. We stand up for what we care about, what we value, and we say, you know what? You're not stopping me. And the Strength card is above that. So there's just this wonderful, really powerful, positive momentum energy there. And it's really just finding within ourselves with the Strength card. It's like our inner strength. It's that well of energy that we all have within inside us that we need to tap into now again. Think of the solar plexus. I think of the solar plexus as Strength card generally has a, you know, traditionally has a line featured on it. That is a big solar symbol. So that power of the sun, we think of that. That's why the solar plexus chakra is yellow, right? You know, to show us that connection. We want to be able to tap into that inner well in order to regenerate, in order to bring up that fortitude that we need to go the distance to reach where we want to be. So that's just what I see in these cards.
Both your readings are absolutely right on. Absolutely. Everything you both have said. Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And, you know, look, I'm pretty jazzed about the cards I got because it really does look like, you know, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. You got to know that.
Yeah, and this reading is helpful because there are moments when, because it's been so difficult, there's fear that I'm not getting there or I'm still being whatever.
Yeah.
So that helps me a lot. to hear that.
Yeah, that noise. Yeah, that's just noise, you know.
And even you know, talking about letting go, I kind of cringed at first, and I realized it's been such a difficult 2 years that I'm almost traumatized by life and almost gun shy. And
yeah.
When I hear that, it's almost like, no, I can't. And I know I must let it all go and believe it's the past. There are times when I think it's not the past yet. Things are still going to come at me. I mean, it was one thing after another. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So that's helpful, too.
You know, things are always going to come after us in life, you know, or come at us. But then it's really how we see it. Do we see it as something coming at us, or do we see a problem, you know, presenting itself to us for us to solve for our own growth in some way, even if it's not immediately apparent, which it usually isn't, you know.
Right. Yeah. It was just that I was hit with so many things in a period of a year or 2 years. It really did change my perspective, not to the best. So
one thing after another like that, I think it's impossible to, you know, not be impacted by that in a way that affects your attitude and affects the way you're feeling. So we've always got to do that sort of check in with ourselves. Is like, you know, am I spending like 75% of my time walking around feeling lousy about stuff, or am I okay? You know, I'm dealing with it and I'm feeling okay about it. When we feel lousy every day, when we dread getting out of bed, when we dread answering the phone, then we know it's affecting us too much.
Right. So this reading has helped me tremendously. It's a good boost for me today. So thank you both very much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for
Happy
calling.
Mother's Day weekend again.
You too. Thank you you both. Thanks so much.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye, Pat.
Thank you. You too.
I'll see you in the chat room. Hey, we're at the bottom of the hour already. You want to let us know what's coming up on the network?
Yes, I do. What is coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network? Well, our next show is actually going to be tomorrow, May 9th. It's the Magic Universe Show with our host, Sharona Rapsik. And she has a special guest, Susan Wands, talking about the Magician and Fool series. That I think Sharona is doing a series on the Magician and the Fool, and this is a special guest of her. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I love those two cards.
Yeah, Susan's author of that series, actually. It's a series of books, and you can go on Amazon and type in Magician and Fool, and it pops up.
Oh, that explains it, because I was like, series of what? Series of shows. And then our next show is on Monday, May 10th, is the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. She'll be on at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. All our shows are on 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, except for our Wednesday show, which is actually on spring break this week, and I think next week too. The Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn is on break for the month of May, but she's going to be back in June. And next up is our Friday show, May 14th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. The Doctors Are In with host Dr. Rose Wilkerson and our very own Dr. Dax Carlisle. They're going to be doing open lines, life coaching, mini readings. You make sure you call into them as well. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then Dax and I will be back on Saturday, May 15th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern with the Tarot Today radio show. And we're going to have a special guest. Corby Mitlead is coming back. Tarot Master Corby Mitlead, and she's going to be talking about psychic fairs and expos and how to have success at them. She wrote the book on it, literally. So I'm
literally
looking forward to that. Right? You know, literally or literaturely, since it's a book. And of course, we'll be doing open lines and tarot mini readings. And then on Monday, the whole, you know, cycle starts again. And you can find all of these shows, really keep up with what's going on in the network so you know when to tune in and when shows are on and when they're not. All you have to do is go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you'll see them all listed there. Back to you, Dax.
There's a lot of great guests coming on, and I actually have the shows pretty much filled out to the end of June. So you can go to that upcoming show page and see all of the shows to up to June 30th. And, oh, my gosh, we got things here. I know Sharona's really bringing on some fantastic guests. We got Gary Karp coming on June 12th, and he's going to be talking about the best ways to learn tarot. Can't wait for that
it's
show.
It's going to be so cool. Excited about that.
Gary, you know, was, you know, God, joined the guild around the time
back
you
in the
did,
day.
Like 10 years ago, you know. Yeah, he's doing a lot on YouTube now and everything. I can't wait to talk to Corby again. She is just a hoot, folks. If you missed the first show we had her in January, just go on psychictalk.net, find the search bar there, just type in Corby. C-O-R-B-I-E, and listen to that show because she is a hoot. You definitely want to get a reading from her if you can tune in on that episode because, oh, my God. But I'm really excited for her topic, you know, learning how to be, you know, if you're – because we have a lot of professional readers, obviously, listening to the network because they listen, you know, from the Tarot Guild. And, you know, how to be successful at these psychic fairs and the expos and things like that. Wow, just great stuff coming up. Go check it out, folks. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest on the caller lines here? It looks like area code 650. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Asha. Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you calling from,
Thanks
Asha?
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm calling from New York.
New York. All right.
Yes. So my question is, it's a little cryptic. A friend called me after a very long time, and I have a. It was just very general chit chat, but she had said we should try and get together, and I know she wants to get together to talk about something very specific. But I'm wondering whether, and I'm thinking of inviting her to talk about this. Whether I should invite her and her husband or just do it alone. I would love some guidance on this.
So which is better, right? Invite her alone or her and her husband, right?
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'm going to do a little comparison here. I love, you know, it's so funny, questions. People have a lot of them, and I developed just a little side-by-side comparison spread to
I have them all the
that
time.
Kind of thing. Yeah, right? I mean, people ask them a lot more than I would have thought. But, okay, so is it better to just invite her or her and her
right.
husband?
Exactly.
Okay, and I'm just pulling three cards on each one. So if we invite her, if we invite her husband too, okay. I would invite her husband too. And the reason I say this, Nine of Swords, Five of Swords, the Empress in the center, which we might examine that, come up on the idea of just asking her alone. It's like, what a nightmare, literally, right? Nine of Swords, Five of Swords, you know, fives are, everybody has a different take on the fives. For me, fives, you know, can be challenging. They're about, you know, conflicts, a Five of Swords particularly. Now, hopefully you already heard what Dax said about the Five of Swords as a card of the day, because he really gives you great stuff to also consider in addition to what I'm going to give you a different take on it right now. And that has to do with boundary issues. You know, sometimes somebody pushes too far, crosses the line, the other person feels like slighted in some way, that kind of thing. You know, we can win an argument, but feel like we didn't really gain anything from it. Okay, that's all comes up on just her alone. When we look at the husband, inviting the husband along with her, we have the Ace of Wands. Well, okay, you know, now an opportunity is created here. And we have the Moon card. Is this an opportunity to maybe, you know, get them in a more balanced way? With the Moon card, there's doubt, there's uncertainty, things are sort of, you know, things aren't as clear in moonlight or as they are in broad daylight, right? So I feel like there's more of a better outcome if you invite the husband as well. Without him, it might just be like, you know, a bit of a battle or, you know, challenging. I feel like it's more challenging. The Empress that comes up between that 9 and 5 of Swords is interesting. You know, sometimes, you know, the Empress is about nurturing and, you know, growth and connection and abundance, all these wonderful things, you know, the Earth goddess energy. But also interest, the Empress sometimes can actually represent like that maternal energy. You know, somebody trying to mother here, you know, somebody trying to be, you know, higher, you know, in the hierarchy than the other person in some way when it comes to this discussion. Anyways, that's what I got. Let's see what Dax has.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to mostly agree with everything you said. And the Hierophant popped up, and I feel like that's the husband, and right next to it, the Ten of Cups. So having him there, I think, is good, you know. But, you know, just as a little hint of warning, couple of things. One is that sometimes the tens are overkill. And with the Ten of Cups, where it's a really rosy picture being painted, maybe things are not as rosy as they appear to be. And the other thing that the tarot is saying, the Queen of Wands is showing up, is that's a card about maintaining your own independence. So although you involve the whole group of you, you got to remember what's best for you and what you're passionate about and, you know, what you want for an outcome and not, and, you know, be able to cooperate, but maintain your own independence. You know, it'd be good analogy. It would be like having a business partnership with somebody where the two of you together, the outcome is better than either of you individually, but still they have their business, you have your business. You maintain your independence, you see. So, you know, just have that in the back of your mind as you're looking at all this, because you don't want to get sucked in or embroiled in a situation where, you know, you lose control or, you know, you can't maintain your independence. That's just a little hint coming from the tarot.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy Mother's Day again. And
happy Mother's Day.
Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like 646. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 646. You're live on air. We have another dead line. I don't hear anything. Well, we can come back to them. We'll put them back on hold just like the other caller. Let's try them one more time. That's the call that it was 111, 111, 1111. And we get that on our switchboard sometimes when they're Skyping in or when they're calling, you know, and it's set to private or something like that. Let's see if they're back by their phone here. Hello, caller. You're live on air. Are you there? Hello? Nope. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller that's waiting the longest. We're going to go to 613. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Edwin. I'm calling from up in Canada here.
Ooh, from that faraway place, Kenyatta.
Canada, Kenyatta. That's awesome.
All right.
What did you want to chat about?
I kind of have two things here. I have one thing where I'm planning on starting a business. I'm actually starting taking this course. I'm starting and taking a course next tomorrow, actually, to help me more with this business. And kind of wondering if I should go this route or where you think I would go with this business or whatever, you know. And then the second thing I'm wondering about, is just that before the lockdown happened, I started to kind of like become friends with a girl or whatever. You know, we were both interested. We could tell we were both interested in each other. But when the lockdown happened, you know, we kind of separated because, you know, we're not at work anymore. So I'm just wondering, you know, if things will go back because I meditate and a lot of times I'm getting her image in my meditations and she's saying, wait for me, wait for me.
So
I'm just wondering. Yeah.
Well, I've already got cards that are definitely talking about the business aspect. So, Mary, maybe you could pull cards on the other question.
Love.
And you do the love and I'll do the business. That you know, I just did my 5-card yes no spread and it's like 4 out of 5 cards are yes. You know, this is in fact 3 of them are major arcana cards. So, you know, you're definitely on the right track. In fact, you're about to turn a corner and you're basically like completing one phase or cycle and you're starting a brand new one with this. It's looking really, really good. Seeing if there's any contraindications here. Let's see. The only thing I'm seeing is that you got to go into it completely fresh and disregard anything you've ever done in the past. Because that's the only thing that is showing up in the cards that might hold you back is if you're attached to things working a certain way, money coming a certain way. You got to be really open with this and very focused.
Oh, yeah. And very focused.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I have a little bit of like another business I'm doing on the side I've already started. Does that mean get rid of that or just more like still just focus more on this other one?
See here. I'm going to pull another couple cards. Okay. So first, before I mention about this, I want to say really quickly that the last card I get is the Six of Pentacles in the original spread, and that's also the timing card. So things over the next 6 weeks can really start to snowball with this new thing, the one where you're taking the course now for this, and that card is about windfall, about, you know, the money coming in, you know, I mean, it's looking really, really good and you don't want to mess with that. Okay. So what do you do about the other business? Okay. And there's kind of a decision to be made, you know, cause the Knight of Cups shows up, which is talking about, you know, is this something that's emotionally fulfilling? Which one is more emotionally fulfilling to you? Okay. And then the Fool card shows up, which is literally the Leap of Faith card. You know, take the leap of faith. And so what it's saying to me is that you don't want to have too many irons in the fire. You really do want to just focus on the one thing that is most emotionally fulfilling but also has, you know the most abundance and prosperity potential, okay? And
okay. Yeah.
My strong feeling is that it's this new venture and that you should put all of your eggs in the basket. You should totally focus on this. Take the leap, the Fool card there. Take the leap and just go for it. that doesn't mean that, you know, the other side thing that you might be something that you like doing. You know, it doesn't mean that you can't continue that business sometime down the road. But, you know,
yeah,
put it on the back burner for now and just go for it.
Okay, because the other one that I already started is a little bit more of a hobby. So, like, that's fine. I could put that on the back burner. But, yeah, that's great. All my attention
absolutely
on this
perfect
one. So, okay, perfect.
Now
thank
let's talk
you
about love. Let's talk about love. Let's see what Mary got.
Love, love, love. You know, I mean, I am getting delays around this, but it's kind of funny because the delay has already happened. You know, it started with the pandemic, I guess. But what's interesting here is, you know, Six of Pentacles comes up, so there's some energy put into this a little bit somewhere. You know, Six of Pentacles is like a gift. You know, when something gets a little help, or when we help each other, or someone helps us, and we end with the Two of Wands. So I feel like, okay, Two of Wands. You know, we're at a crossroads, and we got to choose which path to go down. And generally, if there's no chance of something happening, then we don't have a choice, right? It's just like there's no decision to make here. So I feel like
yeah,
there may be an opportunity coming up to maybe see if we can get back on track or not. And then, you know, it's kind of, I don't know how helpful it is, but I drew a card from the Love Notes Oracle, and the message is love will find a way. So I guess that's maybe, you know, a great sort of way to look at it. Like if it literally, I've never said this in a reading, but sometimes it's like if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. And if not, then it's sort of not a loss. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
now,
that's fine.
But
because, like, it's probably referring to, like, it might even be till next year. We might even see each other, and tell you the truth, because how things are going.
Six of Pentacles could mean 6 months, literally, you know.
Okay.
And
all
there
right.
Winter
time.
So, you know, I would focus on the business until, you know, something starts rolling, you know, some opportunity,
yeah,
you know, is presented with her. And then that way, you know, you don't get bogged down about something that's not ready to happen yet.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to more focus on
cool.
It's just sometimes when I'm just seeing an image, and if I'm just seeing in meditation, sometimes she's just saying, wait for me. I'm just like,
wait for
okay,
me.
Like,
I'll see you in 6 months. I'll see you
okay
in 6 months.
That, to tell you the truth, that's more like most likely when we most likely would see each other, maybe in 6 months. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's
so
funny.
So, like, yeah. All right. Okay, well, thanks a lot. It sounds very good then.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Call.
Right,
bye, Edwin.
Thanks.
Now you'll have to call back in and let us know what happened, especially with the business there.
From Canada. Oh. That's exciting. International.
Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest here? It looks like area code 440. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Ohio. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
I'd like to...
What did you want to talk about?
See, I'd like to... I'd like to focus on in regards to my relocation and living in the Southwest Arizona. I'm trying to determine which is, it's a smaller town I believe I'm being called to live in, but I'm
Let me ask you real quick, because you mentioned Southwest Arizona, are you already there, or are you saying you're moving to Southwest Arizona?
I'll
just
be
to
moving there. I'll be
gotcha
moving there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I plan to visit this month for a few days, but it's basically going to be, you know, going to apartment buildings and just determining where, you know, I'll be living. And, of course, I've never been there, don't know anyone there, so I know it's not my choosing. So it's something that I'm, or it's, that's to be achieved. But it, I'm getting that it might be a smaller town. It might not be the bigger towns like Phoenix or Tucson or Mesa. And I'm trying to figure out which one of those. They have to be close enough because I need to be close to, you know, the light railways, the buses, public transportation, stores.
Yeah.
Because I won't have a car.
But oh, right,
where,
right.
Where, but enough where, from an energetic, spiritual, it'll be peaceful enough and harmonious enough that I can achieve what I can do. And then, of course, I'll be, you know, freelancing, working out of my, you know, home, my apartment. So, anyway, that's what I'm trying to determine, and I've, you know, I'm, you know, going, looking on maps and, you know, looking at the maps of Arizona and various towns and, you know, going onto YouTube and listening to the various presenters who live in these different places so that I can get
ideas. We have an Arizonan on this show. Zach. He's our resident Arizonan.
Yes,
so you
indeed.
Want us to just,
yes, indeed.
You want to just
let's clarify the question.
Is this a good idea?
I'm still not getting a clarified question, though. What are we asking here?
What is the, I'm trying to figure out the town, a smaller city, I believe, that's close enough to a larger one, and it might be with the initial M. I don't know if that'd be the name of a street, the name of the building, or the name of the town. So that's what I'm trying to determine. And, of course, not having been there, I don't know anyone there.
Yeah. Well, that could be a lot of different places and a lot of different things, though. You know, it's really hard for us to, you know, focus in on what it might be. There's a lot in Southwest Arizona, you know, everything from Gila Bend to Ajo and Maishiana.
I said I was moving to the southwest part of the U.S., and I mean it's Arizona that I'm going to. So I didn't mean to be that specific.
Okay, so
it's not
the southwest of the state.
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe
no.
So
it
could be
a different question.
Oh, right.
That's a completely different
question. Do you not know do you not know where you're going? Is that, am I not getting this?
I'm not getting it either.
Okay.
So are you wanting to be in the Phoenix area, or are you wanting to be in you know, the Tucson and Phoenix are the two biggest cities, and then they all have their sub-cities, like Phoenix has Goodyear and Chandler and Gilbert and Mesa.
Right.
Scottsdale. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to understand, where, I mean, if I'm being drawn and pulled there, because obviously I'm going to do this in a few days. Let me just ask a totally different question. I'll be focusing on freelance writing, meaning content, copywriting. But I'm also considering to support myself, should I start also the video editing, which would be a sub-service, but I can charge premium, or the podcasting, affiliate marketing, which will be easier and complementary with the writing.
Right, so you want to know, like, you know, which would be better?
That sounds like it's another one of those split questions again. You know, it's perfect for your spread, Mary.
Yeah. So, which is better, right? To add the editing or to do video editing? Is that right?
Yeah.
As an ad service.
Marketing is the other one.
Marketing,
yeah.
Right. Marketing, editing or marketing? Which one's better to add?
Yeah.
Okay. Marketing, editing. Okay. Let's look at marketing. We have it. That's kind of okay. You know, the editing comes up is kind of the stronger choice here. You know, I've got the Knight of Pentacles, the Hierophant card, the Page of Pentacles. You know, you want to hear some Pentacles when you're talking about business, right? So that comes up on the editing. When I look at the marketing, look at Judgment card. Okay, it's, you know, got to make a decision about it. Censure of that, and that's followed by the Five of Cups, where it's like spilt milk, things don't go so the endings, you know, the way we want them to. We're a bit disappointed. And then we have the Sun card in the end. So, you know, you take the good with the bad and when it comes to adding marketing to it. But the editing seems to be like that's going to pay off better. But let's see what Dax is getting.
Yeah, what I'm getting seems to be in alignment with what you're getting, Mary. So remember you got that Five card. Okay, so for the affiliate marketing, I'm getting the Five of Pentacles. And for the video editing, I'm getting the Nine of Pentacles, which is, you know, the self-made woman, and she's, you know, in the garden with all of her luxuries and everything. It looks like that one's going to pay off better, just like Mary said, you know. And the affiliate marketing thing is, it's not bad, you know. There's the potential of you following your passions here. The Wheel of Fortune card shows up, so it could turn in your favor at some point. But the cards seem to be leaning towards it's not like don't do the affiliate marketing, but that should be the last thing you add in later if you need it. Start off with the video editing. That's going to have the best outcome. I also got, in addition to the Nine of Pentacles, Mary, I got the Nine of Cups right next to it for that.
Wow.
You know, the wish come true card. So, yeah, I'm in total alignment with you, Mary.
Wow.
Awesome. Hope that helped you out.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Have a
great weekend.
Thanks for the call, Patricia. Happy Mother's Day. And I just want to check that line one more time, see if they've gotten to their microphone, the 646 area code. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call. Sorry about that mishap.
Oh, there you are. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sure. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
Another New Yorker. Yay. We love the New York call.
Yay, New York.
The East Coast, way over there. What do you want to chat about?
Yes, indeed. Oh, so I just wanted to chat about if there was any messages of spirit pertaining to some abundance that I'm working on bringing in.
Nice.
I am trying to clear out the clutter in my immediate environment because I do have things all over, so I'm trying to get that clean. I've been grounding daily, and the weather's breaking in New York, so I've been trying to get out to the park, go a little barefoot, do some grounding, some breathing, bring in some new things, you know, pivot to maybe something different for work. If you have any messages or tips in spirit, greatly appreciated on some new things showing up.
New things showing up. Well, it does look like you're right there at the end of a phase or cycle and a new one beginning. The Death card shows up, and that card is about one door closes, another one opens. I always take it as a very positive card. It's card 13,
okay.
1 plus 3 is 4, so structure. So it's the opportunity to establish structure that leads to abundance and prosperity in the future. which you'll definitely be working on because the Eight of Pentacles shows up. And eight, again, there's that abundance number, you know. And the thing about that card is, in relation to, you know, what you're talking about, it's the possible use of one's skills. So it's getting focused on one path and really putting the nose to the grindstone, as they used to say. It looks like in the past you weren't quite, you know, you weren't quite thrilled with something. And maybe you're trying to get to something that's more emotionally fulfilling. Does that make sense?
Definitely. That's definitely what I'm trying to do.
Right, right. And it's gonna be, you know, the timing card is the Knight of Coins. And it's the master builder number, the 22 energy, which reduces to 4. So this can start breaking out 4 weeks to 4 months, you know, for you. But the Knight of Coins, the Knight of Pentacles, is the slowest moving of the four knights. It's slow, steady progress. It's being practical and methodical and having patience. And that's what you're going to need to get to abundance. You know, it's not going to happen in a day. And you might want to, the Hermit card shows up as the central focus card. And the main thing about that is counsel sought or taken or giving counsel. And it's also a card, like a few others in the tarot, that talk about taking a step back and really looking at the whole situation. Start thinking outside the box. You want to find out something that aligns with your passions, that you're also, you know, it's going to be emotionally fulfilling work that you want to do, and that is going to lead to the next card, the Eight of Pentacles. So, you know, where you can really put your nose to the grindstone and focus and work hard on that. But you have to know what that is. And that requires taking a step back and really thinking outside the box. You know, don't see what pops up in your head, and don't dismiss anything out of hand automatically, even though it might not be what you're normally thinking of. You know, be open to the universe giving you something better. Okay. And the other aspect is the Hermit, you know, going back to that, you know, counsel's thought, you might want to do that. You might want to find a mentor. In fact, the best way to create abundance and be successful in any venture that one goes into is to look at someone that's already done it and analyze how they did it and get advice from that person if possible. So that's what's coming up in the cards. Okay, let's see what Mary's getting.
Well, I just went for full-on angel reading here, okay? And boy, you know, okay, so here's the thing. You know, stability is important, right, to all of us, right? We want to have, you know, a stable income. We want to have a stable household situation. We want to have definitely a stable, like, health situation. Like, you know, stability is important, you know. So it's always, you know, make it the center, you know. So whether that's business, however we, you know, or jobs or creativity, whatever it is, you know, keep the center. You're doing a lot of grounding work, meditation. That's terrific. One suggestion that does come up is, like, he needs to listen to angelic music. He needs to hear people singing in a way that sounds angelic. So by that, whatever, I take that to mean like whatever kind of music or sound, doesn't even have to be music, but whatever music or kind or sound that you hear that gives, that lifts you up, that you physically feel it lifting up your mood, your spirit, your, that sensation of, you know, where your, the hairs on your, because it's just really connecting to your soul. spend some time listening to that kind of music. And also, there's this whole thing about patience, just like Dax was saying. And then there's this, the strongest message is about sharing with the world, having the willingness to share with the world the wisdom you have, you know, what you're learning. So everything else aside, you know, whether it's through like social media, YouTube, something, it's like there's some knowledge or maybe just your experience that needs to be shared. Like, don't alienate yourself from others. You know, they need to, there's a benefit for you and other people for you to share what you know and who you are. So that's what I'm getting. If any of that made sense.
Yeah,
it certainly does.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I'm glad I'm glad we were finally able to get you on, Tim.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
Oh,
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's
Day
to everybody out there. Yeah.
Happy,
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Yeah. Hey, you know, if you want a longer private session with Mary or I, you can go to Mary's page, psychictalk.net/Mary, and I'm psychictalk.net/Dax. It's that easy. psychictalk.net/Mary, psychictalk.net/Dax. And you can book a private session with us. Don't forget, I have the Mother's Day sale going on, which I have readings, but we have a whole lot of other great gifts and specials and ideas for Mother's Day. Go over to thetarotguild.com. You'll see the banner right there in the middle, right at the top. Gifts and specials. Click on the Happy Mother's Day banner. It'll take you over to all the information. You can go check that out. You know, if we didn't get to your call today, remember, Sharona will be on tomorrow, and we'll be back next weekend. But Sharona will be on tomorrow. So write down that phone number, 714-816-4628. Also write down the URL, psychictalk.net/chat. Right after this show ends, you'll be able to go to the new chat post. You know, so tomorrow, just type in psychictalk.net/chat. It'll have the link to listen to the show, the call-in number, everything, and, of course, you can use it as a chat room during Sharona's show. And same phone number and same bat time, same bat channel, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and she'll take your call tomorrow. All righty. Wow,
yeah.
Great show.
It's
a lot of calls.
Fun.
We couldn't even get to everybody. Yeah. We went a little over, but not too bad. Okay. So thanks, everyone, and happy Mother's Day to everybody. Thank you, Mary, for being here.
Thank you, Dax. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to all our callers and everybody in the chat room. Everybody have a wonderful weekend, Mother's Day as well. Bye, Dax.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Mary. Good night, John.
Bye, everybody. Good night, Mary Ellen.